Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature four more Motown artists featuring their first and last top 40 song on the United States Billboard charts. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Martha and the Vandellas, the Marvelettes, and Smokey Robinson. Well, coming up, Stevie Wonder's first hit. Actually, he was built as Little Stevie Wonder in 1963, a number one smash hit live recording, Fingertips Part 2, right here on Motown.
Everybody see ya! See ya! See ya!
Your mama tell you by night. Things
Motown Memory from Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. Their last top 40 song reached number 11 from 1967. That was Honey Child. Before that, their first top 40 song reaching number 29 from 1963, Come and Get These Memories. Before that, Stevie Wonder's last top 40 song called Skeletons, number 19 in the United States Billboard charts from 1987, and his first top 40 number one smash hit from 1963, Fingertips Part 2. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists having their first and last top 40 song in the United States Billboard charts. Well, we have two more artists to balance out this hour. Coming up, the Marvelettes, and a great song in the first number one song in the Motown record label ever, Please Mr. Postman. Well, in April 1961, the Marvelettes, who were then known as the Marvels, arranged an audition for Berry Gordy's Motown record label. Well, Marvel's member of Georgiana Dobbins needed an original song for their audition, and she got a blues song from her friend William Garnett. Well, that song formed the basis of Please Mr. Postman, and the Marvelettes' recording of the song features lead singer Gladys Horton hoping that the postman has brought her a letter from a boyfriend who is away at war. Well, accompanying this great song, the backup group known as the Funk Brothers and Marvin Gaye on drums. Please Mr. Postman was recorded by a lot of other artists, including the Beatles, and the Carpenters made it a number one song once again in early 1975. Well, here are the Marvelettes, Please Mr. Postman, right here on Motown Memory.
Love. Why do they say love is blind?
Smokey Robinson's last top 40 song, One Heartbeat, that reached number 10 on the United States Billboard charts from 1987. Before that, his first top 40 song on his own from 1974, reaching number 27, Baby Come Close. Before that, the Marvelettes' last top 40 song from 1968, reaching number 17, My Baby Must Be a Magician. And we started with the Marvelettes' Smash It and the first number one song on the Motown record label, Please Mr. Postman, number one from 1961. This hour, we've featured eight different Motown artists and hearing their first and last top 40 song on the Billboard recording charts. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.